We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
I think it's sort of, you know, cool that in 2020, you can wake up in the morning and decide that this is a career that you're going to go about in a very autonomous and creative and innovative way. You're going to go about the business of choosing to engage with brands and help bring brands to life. It's neat, I think, that that's an option out there. And we're really excited at Textile across our full portfolio of brands to just engage and support it and to help these people build these new, innovative, modern careers while they're helping us build our, hopefully, new, innovative, and modern brand.
I'm Bill Thorne from the National Retail Federation, and this is Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. For today's episode, I'm handing the microphone over to my colleague and my friend, Jen Overstreet. Take it away, Jen.
Our guest today is Laura Jakofsky, president of Global Fashion Brands for Textile. The organization has 5 million members across its 5 brands, including Fabletics, Just Fab, Savage X by Fenty, Shoe Dazzle, and Fab Kids. Today, we'll hear from Laura about the company's unique model and where it's headed in the future. Laura, welcome to Retail Gets Real.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you go by LJ, right?
I do.
All right. So we'll call you LJ. And Chris is here co-hosting with me. Chris, welcome.
Thank you,
Jen. Thanks for co-hosting.
I'm glad to be here.
All right, Laura. We're here at Retail Gets Real. And you just completed a panel on the FQ Lounge session talking about a little bit about your career in retail. I was hoping you could start off by just telling us a little bit about how you got to where you are today.
Sure. Well, once upon a time, I started working. And here we are a few years later. I joined Textile. I was on the founding team for Fab Kids, which is one of our brands. And we hopped into the Textile Fashion Group family in 2013. So I've been partnered with Adam and Don, our co-CEOs, for nearly 7 years now, which has been really wonderful. When I joined, it was an exciting year in 2013. We went from being only the Just Fab business to being Just Fab. We acquired Shoe Dazzle and Fab Kids in 2013. We launched the Fabletics business. So we ended that year going from what had been one business to 4, which was a lot to digest, it turns out. So we spent several years sorting through how to run a portfolio of brands, how to organize ourselves to do that well. And I wore a lot of hats, jumping through, helping the business in a variety of different ways, including setting up our, really sort of building the backbone and infrastructure of our data-driven culture, leading global analytics for a while. I GM'd the Fabletics business as it was getting off and running. And all of that sort of worked its way towards running the advertising. So built what I think of as one of the best out there, truly data-driven, really kind of deeply consumer-obsessed advertising groups. We run effectively a little internal agency that does all the advertising across the portfolio of brands. So I ran that for a few years, and presently my job, and this is relatively new, is to lead 3 of the brands within the portfolio. So my current job is to be the president of the Just Fab, Shoe Dazzle, and Fab Kids brands, which are the original brand, Just Fab, which is coming on its 10-year anniversary. We can speak a little bit more about that later. But excited about really just leading these brands to reach their full potential in the coming year and beyond.
When I think about Textile, you guys are unique for a couple of reasons, I think. And the first things I think of are this really interesting, as you said, data-driven for sure, membership-based subscription type model that gives you so much information.
That's right.
Helps you drive your business. And then the other thing I think of is the influencer marketing that you guys do as well as anyone, right? You know, like the Kate Hudson and Fabletics. So those are the 2 things I really think of and associate with your brand. And I was hoping that you could talk a little bit for people who may not know how Textile operates. Could you tell us a little bit about that? You know, what makes you so data-driven?
Sure. So I can pick up the data-driven piece. You know, it really, the data-driven piece is really just around using modern tools to try to serve consumers better, right? To understand what they want, to pay attention to the many signals they send as we are, you know, as they're shopping on our websites, as they're browsing, as they're responding to our ads, et cetera, being able to just tune in and listen and serve them better. I'll speak a little bit also about the membership. You mentioned membership, and that is an important part of how we go to market at Textile Fashion Group. So all of our brands do have a flexible membership program associated where we invite people to shop with us by becoming a member. We're really proud and happy that we have over 5 million. We call our members VIPs. We have over 5 million VIPs now across the textile portfolio.
That's amazing.
So that's fun. And the membership is fundamentally, it's not an auto ship. You'll get a box on your doorstep every month. It's more of an invitation to have the benefits of membership as you shop with us, both in an e-commerce way. And we also, at least for the Fabletics business, have retail and physical retail presences emerging as another way that you can engage with the brand. But the members get access to better pricing, get access to VIP pricing, some fun different perks and promotions associated with membership. And we find it's a really great and healthy and fun value exchange between our business and the consumers by getting just a little bit closer to folks who become members, have an incentive to come each month and engage. And it gives us an opportunity to be in front of them on a monthly basis, present the great work the teams are doing to put together new merchandise assortments, et cetera, and keep that relationship going.
Can you talk a little bit about so you're collecting data. I mean, you must have so much just because of your model. You know what your customers are interested in. You know how often they're buying it. You know when they're buying it.
Sure.
Whatever is motivating them. How can you, we talk a lot about blend, you know, the art and the science of retail, and there's data is clearly so science driven, but there's an art to using all that data.
Sure.
Can you talk a little bit about how you even choose what you're going to do with it or what you're going to use and then do with it?
I think the key is to know what you're trying to do and to anchor on some of those core metrics that are moving the business. And then watch how everything moves that. So if you're trying to drive sales, that's the key metric that you're trying to drive. And you look at what moves it. So if you're in the advertising game, you look at which ads are driving sales. If you're in the merchandising game and you're out there trying to create the merch, the fashion that people are buying, you look at what people respond to from that perspective. But fundamentally, we spend a lot of time, I'll say a geeky word, we spend a lot of time trying to dimensionalize our work to try to break down what are the real drivers, right? You know, and keep it anchored on the outcome that you're looking for. And then really try to use that to be a little experimental and test and try new things about whether it's, you know, designing new merchandise or new fashion, or whether it's, you know, trying out a new ad campaign, et cetera. We try and we test and we see what moves the needle.
What's something that you've tried and tested recently that you got really excited about?
There's never just one thing that we're really excited about. I personally find it fascinating and am really excited about just the ability to see all the little things, all the little signals. One thing that I'm generally just interested in, you mentioned influencers earlier. I find it super interesting that this is how humans want to be introduced and discover new things. And I find it super interesting how massively efficient and fun it is to engage with a broad spectrum of influencers across all of our brands. So we've done, you mentioned Kate Hudson, who's part of the Fabletics brand. So that's obviously a household name. People know who Kate Hudson is. She certainly helped us introduce the Fabletics brand to the world, but we're doing that across the full spectrum from civilians all the way to celebrities. So we'll engage with, you know, over 1,000 for each of the different brands on a monthly basis of influencers who are everywhere from micro nano all the way up to bigger name folks. And what it's allowing us to do is that I think there's a bunch of cool stuff about that work. One, it's a really exciting extension of the content creation engine. So every brand is out there trying to come up with great ideas, come up with great campaigns, take great images, et cetera. And we keep doing that. We're doing it all day long in a variety of studios that are scattered throughout our office. But what's happening now is that it goes beyond the studio. So much of the content that's being created is being created by the partners themselves, by the talent, by the creators who are choosing to partner with us. And so what it allows you to do, I'll take Fabletics for an example. So Fabletics is fitness with fashion, right? So it's activewear that's meant to be unique to you and your particular needs. And what we have is we have people who are wearing Fabletics who might be really just a super hardcore athlete where the workout is intense. And we have other people who are throwing on a great pair of leggings to go to brunch with their friends, right? And so what we're able to do through these partnerships, through these ambassadors that we do business with, and is we get the opportunity to show the product in real life in so many different ways. So sort of the ability to do a content creation engine extension is pretty fabulous because it creates content that is meaningful and relevant and meets people where they're at. So the person who's following the hardcore athlete is going to be more inspired by Fabletics when they see ads and content that features that lifestyle. And so that brings me to the second thing. So in addition to the content creation engine, it's obviously an audience reach. It's a way to reach a whole lot of different people. And rather than having one campaign to fit all things, you're able to sort of create reach where the content that's created, as well as the audience that's been developed by the influencer, you're able to really expand your reach of who you're talking to about your brand. And you're able to do that by showing them content that really matters to them. And so that's probably what I'm most intrigued by right now, sort of what I'm excited about is sort of how do brands get in right relationship with influencers who are across the full spectrum? How do we do that in a way that helps to bring our brands to life and that helps build the businesses of people who are choosing to do this work? I think it's sort of, you know, cool that in 2020, you can wake up in the morning and decide that this is a career that you're going to go about in a very autonomous and creative and innovative way. You're going to go about the business of choosing to engage with brands and help bring brands to life. It's neat, I think, that that's an option out there. And we're really excited at Textile across our full portfolio of brands to just engage and support it and to help these people build these new, innovative, modern careers while they're helping us build our, hopefully, new, innovative, and modern brand.
You're talking about your audience and about the VIP members. How much of engagement is happening between the members and how much of your business is kind of being driven by the feedback you're getting from members? And what's that engagement look like between you and the members, but also between them and themselves?
Sure. Yeah. I think that the engagement between members, a lot of it plays out on different social platforms. And a lot of it honestly plays out in the relationships between the influencers and ambassadors that are part of our portfolio and their audiences, as well as with each other. So there's not one answer to that question. I think that the membership and the community that comes to life largely plays out on the surfaces of social media, but also plays out, of course, our relationship with our consumers plays out on our sites and how people are choosing to shop.
We were talking the other day with one of our trends experts here at the show, Andrea Bell, and she also mentioned this, that the sort of macro and the big celebrity influencer is good, but more and more brands are using these sort of micro influencers that may be, that may feel more authentic, more personal in terms of influencing, the average consumer. Sure. Or consumers in certain groups. So it's really interesting to hear that you guys are experimenting with that. And
we do both. Yeah. I think they play different purposes. So for us, it's not a this or that. It's a yes and more. And I think the trick is really just sort of understanding how to, I'll use this word again, how to just really be in right relationship, how to structure a deal that everybody can win, that the Textile can find an arrangement that allows us to make the right level of investment that's mindful of the return on investment goals that we have. that the influencer can help promote a brand that they're authentically excited about and, you know, and be paid for that in a good way. And then ultimately, and most importantly, that the consumers get a chance to really experience our brands through the eyes of people they already naturally admire and are choosing to follow, right? And so it sort of, it really is a win-win-win situation, which is why I think it's such a massive trend. I think there's opportunities for everybody to get sort of meaningful benefits from these relationships.
Well, I mean, you started with this, right? Kate Hudson was one of the early names that was sure. The company was associated with. And so that was 10 years ago, yes?
So Just Fab is coming on to our 10-year anniversary. We started the Fabletics brand in 2013. Mm-hmm. So what year are we in now? We'll be 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Fabletics brand will be 7 years old in Q4 of this year.
Sure.
So this 10-year milestone for Just Fab, that puts you in that seems crazy, right? Because I think of Just Fab as like a pretty innovative cutting-edge brand. And then now it's like 10 years old. So where does that put you? What does the milestone mean for you? And, you know, what's the way forward?
Sure. Yeah. So a decade is, it happened in a blink, and it's also a meaningful moment. And I think what's forward, Just Fab was the first brand that we put out there. It's not the brand that has had, you know, deep celebrity integration as we have, of course, with Fabletics and as we have with the Savage X Fenty brand in partnership with Rihanna. And so piece that's interesting to me right now is as we're firmly and fully established and have a lot of active consumers, how do you keep it fresh and fun, you know, from the roots? How do you build up the right influencer partnerships to really keep it moving? One of the things we're interested in exploring is really sort of extending the full spectrum of influencer partnerships for the Just Fab and Shoe Dazzle brands, which are the oldest of the brands within our portfolio, of doing that in a way that breathes new life into things. You know, everything changes every day, and Just Fab and Shoe Dazzle are well established, but we want to get them back to their full glory.
What does that look like?
What does that look like? Well, I hope that what that looks like is us becoming really sort of the resource for footwear, fashion footwear at accessible price points. I hope it means that we become really sort of known and part of what's next as people are increasingly leaning towards comfort in every aspect of their lives. We want to be known for more than fashion that's fashion only. We want it to be to look great and to also give people a chance to show up fully in things that not only look great but feel great too.
Is there room for more physical retail in that future, or is that not a direction that you're looking to go further into?
The physical retail for our Fabletics brand has been really very, very, very wonderful. At a moment where everyone's talking about escaping retail, we're finding in our Fabletics brand that customers that have the experience to touch and feel the product and shop online with us are more than two times as valuable and highly engaged as someone who's only one channel or the other. So we believe there's real benefit there. I think the Just Fab and Shoe Dazzle brands presently are digital only. I think there's a moment of how do we reimagine retail specifically for the footwear brands that we haven't finished sort of scratching that itch and exploring that curiosity. One thing that we're excited about with Fabletics retail, and that's kind of a fun little twist, is we're doing a little pop up. It's a leggings bar. You know, where people, you know, we can catch folks even, sometimes they're even in the malls where we have other stores. And sometimes they're in new presences and places. It becomes a very flexible way of introducing the brand to folks. You know, so could there be a booty bar in the future? Fall fashion, boots and booties? Absolutely. Something that we're thinking about and exploring.
It's cool. I think Textile is a unique company. And I think that from where you sit, you know, at your role at Textile, I think you must have a kind of a unique perspective on the industry of retail. I was hoping you could talk to us a little bit about where you see retail going. You know, you talked about what you were excited about at Textile. Mm-hmm. What are you excited about for the future of retail?
I'm excited about businesses choosing to use data to give people better experiences. I think it's happening. I think it's out there. Everyone's talking about it, but it's happening in real life. I think it's a great moment to be a consumer because there's a whole host of folks who are out there spending a lot of time thinking about how we can serve you better as consumers. And I'm excited about what's going to happen with that. I'm excited about the convergence of physical and digital, but all that is fundamentally fueled by folks who are dialing in and tuning in and listening and paying attention to the signals that consumers are sending us. I think it's fun.
All right. So we're almost out of time, but we do have one more segment.
Okay.
Which we call Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire. Okay. Rapid here we go.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire. Thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
Are you ready?
I think so. Okay. Let's go.
What is your ideal vacation?
Ooh, beaches with books and mountains with hiking. And I like both. They're different vacations, but both make me happy.
What's the last thing you read on vacation?
The last thing I read, I just read a good book that I quite enjoyed. It's a book called Thinking in Bets.
B-E-T-S?
Bets, yes, B-E-T-S. Okay. So sort of an interesting sort of take on, it's a professional poker player who spoke about, here's an interesting one, you know, sometimes we have a tendency in life to attribute good outcomes to skill and bad outcomes to bad luck. But the book is fundamentally about sort of honest discourse around the difference between luck and skill and being able to kind of break those things down and understanding that we live in an uncertain world and that there's a luck element in all of this, but being able to break down your impact and outcomes in an interesting way. That was a good one. Just read that.
Interesting. Nice. Okay. What about TV? What's your must-see TV?
You know, I'm kind of into This Is Us right now. There was a fun little meme on, you know, on Tuesdays we watch This Is Us and cry. I don't know what it is. I don't know, but that family, they just get me. I every time I watch This Is Us and cry, I don't know why I love that so much, but I'm kind of into This Is Us right now.
What's the first pair of shoes you ever remember owning that you loved so much?
Golly, I was the kid who always took the shoes off and ran barefoot. The first, you know, the first pair of shoes, this may age me a little, but do you guys remember jelly shoes?
Oh, yeah, no? Of course.
I think that was the first pair of shoes where I thought, wait, how could this be a shoe? But
I would wear this forever.
But fun and comfy.
Yeah.
And jelly-like, too. Fun.
All right, last one. What's something that makes you go on a rant?
Oof. Just disrespect. We all have a lot of choices in life, but if we could just try to be civil, that would be better, wouldn't it?
Goes a long way. Mm-hmm.
All right. So absolutely. Laura, before we go, where can people go if they want to find out more about textile?
Absolutely. So check out our websites to learn about our merchandise, Fabletics, Just Fab, Shoe Dazzle, Fab Kids, and Savage X Fenty. If you want to know more about the parent company and what we're up to, you can also search for Textile Fashion Group.
Great. Thank you so much for taking time out of the busy Retail's Big Show schedule to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Chris, thanks for joining. Pleasure anytime. As always. You can find more information about today's discussion on our website, retailgetsreal.com. And please send your feedback and episode ideas to podcast@nrf.com. Thanks for listening.